This is the thing. It's not hard to find reasons to love yourself. Y'all are going to have to give yourself permission to do it, though. And I will tell you, if you have spent a lifetime beating yourself up and stuff, it will not feel true at first. But here's what we do know. When babies come out of the womb, y'all, how many have you seen that just sit there and are like, I hate me. Just hate me. I can't even, don't even put a mirror in my face. I'm the terrible one that got born. No, when babies come out and you put a mirror in front of their face, they are fascinated with themselves. They are in awe and amazement. Every single one of them. This is how we know that we are born in love with ourselves. Fascinated by ourselves, amazed at the things that we can do. Over time in our life, thoughts changed. It could be from experiences we had, messaging that we received, messages that we didn't get that we needed. But I will promise every one of you right now who is struggling with love and worthiness, it has nothing to do with you. You believe it is you as a problem. The only problem is sentences. That is it. And the more you're willing to talk to me more about who you want to be than to continually ask me how to, well, what do you do if you just hate yourself? And what do you do if you can't get your shit together? And what do you do if like, what should I do because I keep having old thoughts? It is so rare. And I want all of you to please hear me when I say this. It is so rare anybody gets on these calls and says, I want to talk about my goals. I want to talk about who I want to be. Y'all come on here every single time defending what you hate most about you, defending keeping it, ruminating over your failures, and literally like begging me to help you be at peace with you being wrong in a shit show. Our goal is not to feel better about you being a failure. And I get this energy from you guys all the time on this, and it literally breaks my heart. I don't want people here trying to figure out how to feel better about them being a mess, about you not being worthy. And how do you handle it if I'm the real broken one? That is the biggest waste of time we have. It will be a happy day when I have open coaches hours and person after person comes in, like saying, I just want to talk about where I'm going. I'm so done with all the other. That's all I want to talk about.